three things that do not mix. Silence, the camera run, and Chris Moyles. Tell me, how is this not going to be messy?
Dear whatever the heck it is in the Big Brother house.
Why are we whispering? Hey, I had to whisper last night in the camera room of the Big Brother.
I saw you.
Right behind the glass.
I know, I saw you.
And they're moving around inside.
And you nearly knocked on the window and gave Dermot a coronary.
A what?
Coronary.
I'm not like that.
Vocal.
Blimey, that was a short version. National Radio 1. Right, good morning. Dermot O'Leary is our guest later on today. He's popping in, old Kermit.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you to the moment. I'm Chris, this is Dave.
Hiya.
Stereophonics on Radio 1. How's my cold hanging out today?
Sounds better than yesterday.
Yeah. It sounded awful yesterday, didn't it?
It sounded alright today.
Clear as a bell.
You sound rubbish, actually.
Right, yeah.
I don't know why.
You sound like a Hoover.
If you got a Hoover like that, you're in serious trouble. Mm. Anyway, good morning. Right, coming up, Christina Aguilera and Dirty and a bit of Gorillaz coming up. After we get the news and sport with Dominic and Carrie at 7 o'clock.
It's now 3 minutes past seven.
Morning, all. Hi, Carrie.
Morning.
How are you?
I'm good, thank you.
My voice is going a little bit, so it's just heading into the sophisticated voice.
It's almost Barry White.
Really?
It's getting there. It's on the way.
It's not really, is it?
No.
The hippo of love.
Mm.
Hey, baby, do you fancy coming back to mine? Ooh, you know it. There you go.
Yeah.
Barry White's from Yorkshire. You got cracking boobs, love.
Brilliant.
So tell us about your phone call last night, don't it?
My phone call?
Your text message, rather.
Oh, yeah, from a good friend of ours, Juliet Farrington.
Ah.
Yeah, she was at the U2 gig in Manchester, so she sent her an excited text message, and it was great. So thank you, Jules, if you're listening. I was asleep at the time, but thanks a lot anyway.
What time was it?
It was early, about 10 past 10 or something.
You're a big U2 fan, I know that.
Huge U2 fan, and she sent me a video clip of the gig.
Yeah.
And it looked great.
And you're not going?
I'm not going, so I can't get a ticket.
It must be almost as good as getting tickets yourself, I would imagine. Is sharing in somebody else's appreciation of a live concert.
It actually smarts quite a lot.
I've got to say, I'm in the same, kind of in the same boat as Dominic. I'm certainly on the same river.
Hmm.
I'm not going to U2. However, I don't love them as much as Dom do. I think U2 are the mutt nuts.
Mm-hmm.
But Dominic is actually in love with Bernard and
Bono.
And the Hedge.
Yeah, the Hedge. And Eddie. And
Adam.
And
Leroy.
And Leroy.
Larry.
Yeah. Anyway, don't worry about it. Move on. Forget about
it.
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah. Let's read a text message out. From Craig Moylesy. Tell Dominic you two were amazing last night.
Cheers, Craig.
Sorry.
Thanks a million.
If you went to see U2 last night, or you've seen them on their current tour, send in your text message saying, I've seen U2, they've been great. And don't forget to start your message with the word Dom. Right?
Thanks very much.
D-O-M, if you can't hear me with my cold. Dong. Why am I dong?
Not a dong.
Totally different phoning. Yeah.
Right then. Today's show is dedicated to our friend Andy Hosey that we went to see last night in the pub.
He won't be listening.
He might be listening.
He won't
again.
Be listening.
He might be listening again. He's heard the show before. I didn't realise how late I was last night, by the way. I apologise.
Mm.
I thought I kind of got there on time, but obviously not. through the door at 7 o'clock, into the pub, and there's my mate Andy. Hello, Andy. And he kind of, he's kneeling down talking to Dave. He goes to stand up, wobbles a bit, gives me the biggest bear hug in the world, and goes, "Hey, oh boy!"
Nice.
Really? What time was I meant to be here?
It's a matinee session for him, I think. I think he's on Dubai time.
Yeah. He did this thing where we're all having our drinks, and he started to get to the point where people go, "Do you want a drink?" And he's going, "Yeah." He's kind of getting mixed up because he's leaving a bit of his pint before standing on the next one and all that. So my brother's there, and I turn around to talk to my brother for about 2 minutes, and I turn back round again. Where's my pint? Where's my pint gone? And Andy has poured the rest of my pint into his without thinking. So I've gone, where's my drink? Who's taking my drink? Where's the drink? I went, someone's taking it. Who? Andy, it was you. Was it? Oh. And then just took a sip. I didn't care.
Chris Moyles has a big gob with lots of things to say. While comedy is quiet, and Ad is also quiet. And then there's Dom and Kerry, and they have to be serious. And Rachel's high on fruit juice drinks and looking quite delirious.
8 minutes past seven, good morning.
The Chris Moyles Show.
Rubbish.
National Radio.
And that's why they're called gorillas, you see? What the hell was that face, Dave?
Well, I went to put my headphones on, yeah. And I got my little finger caught in the top of my headphones, which is the metal bit, which hurts. That's why I grimaced somewhat.
Fine, okay.
It's a good record, though, huh?
The gorillas. Mm. Yeah, it's called Feel Good Ink.
Yeah.
Not that's like incorporated.
And not like ink in your pen.
Right. So here's the information that I gathered from Big Brother last night as far as being in the house, looking through the glass goes, right? And I kind of did a bit of an experiment last night as well. When you watch Big Brother, obviously everything on television, it looks bigger on TV.
Hmm.
When you actually see the Big Brother house, you go, oh, it's really small, isn't it? And it never, ever, you know, it just, every time I go to Big Brother and I look at the house, I go, doesn't it look small in real life? Every single time. However, this time round, the housemates look smaller.
In real life?
Saskia, right?
Yeah.
Now, how would you describe Saskia?
Booby, pretty, yeah. Lovely eyes.
Yeah. Would you say she's not fat?
No.
But would you say she's kind of a biggish girl?
She's curvy.
Yeah.
I actually wouldn't even call her a big girl, actually.
Right.
I don't even know how to describe her, but yeah, she's curvy. She's not petite, but that isn't meant to be a bad thing. She's just, you know, all the curves in the right place.
Standing through the glass, looking through the glass, i.e. with my own eyes and not on television, She's nowhere near the size that she looks on my TV.
Really?
Nowhere near.
Not a big telly, though.
And there's a camera guy in there with me, and he's like, oh, my God, I know what you mean. She's really small. And he goes, do you watch telly in widescreen?
Yeah.
And I'm like, actually, I do. He goes, yeah, well, they stretch the picture.
It does. It makes you look a lot bigger in widescreen.
Maxwell, right? There's nothing on him. At all. Now, he doesn't look fat, but there's nothing on him.
Mm.
Mikosi. Right, she's tiny, you know, tall but tiny. It was really shocking. Anyway, but and all the women, by the way, through the glass, pretty much look fine.
Do they?
Yeah.
So what happened with the whole Leslie thing then? Was she supposed to be on the show and then things would change last minute?
Is you do a pre-interview with the researcher.
Yeah.
Just so they can run through. Because it's TV, they need to have things organised and whatever. And they're like, oh, by the way, Leslie's not going to be on the show today. Why? Well, because, you know, we don't have them on every day, you know. And I'm like, yeah, you do, you liar.
Every day except when you're there.
Yeah, what's that all about? Well, you know, no, it's not that. I don't know what the story was. And then people who work on the show are going, why isn't Leslie on today? And other people are looking at them and walking out the room. So I don't think it was to do with me. I kind of like to think so, but I don't think it was. Shame.
Mm.
But I got to meet some of Maxwell's mates.
Oh, Dawsey, Vorney, and...
And the Grinch.
The Grinch.
Yeah.
I saw them as well. Not in real life, obviously, on my television.
Yeah. Anyway, so that was that. Dermot is going to come on the show this morning. What time is he on, by the way, Rach?
About 8:30.
Right. Why are we sending him a car at 7:30?
We're not.
I said to him yesterday, I went, he goes, what time are we on tomorrow? 8? And I went, no, we're moving, no, whatever. We're about 8:30. I think you're 8:30 to 9:30. What time are we sending you a car for? And he goes, I think the car's getting to me by 7:30. Really? I'm thinking, he was originally booked for 8, and we have moved the car, haven't we, since we moved his call time?
I don't know. You can't be too careful with traffic, though, can you?
Well, this is what I'm thinking.
You don't think we'd be that unprofessional, do you?
I think you would, no.
Exactly.
Will, maybe. Alice, surely. 3, kick.
Jocelyn, truly.
Madly, deeply, you know? Anyway. So we have questions for Dermot later on this morning, and he'll be here just after 8:30, we think. Okay, summer's on the way. Let's get in that summer feeling, everybody. Come on! Somebody's texting in saying, I can imagine Frank Skinner dancing with his wife once to this track.
Big fish, more fish, cardboard box.
Says more about you, Mr. Text Messenger person, than he does us. Rich says, I think this record is amazing. And David Welsh says, this is truly pure... I don't worry about that one. Mark of the M1 says, let's be honest, the DJ Sammy song is crap, but still puts a smile on my face. Well, you may have a point there.
Mm.
Do you know what I mean? We were talking to one of the men responsible for that record last night, weren't we?
We were, indeed.
Should we name him?
You can, if you want.
Should we name him and give out his office number and tell everybody they can ring him after 9 to thank him very much for bringing this record into their lives?
I think he might be in after 10.
Okay. Something that tells me maybe after last night he could be in after 11.
Africa Lives on the BBC.
Throughout history, there have been people who have influenced the world. Icons. Muhammad Ali.
I am the greatest. I am beautiful.
Bob Marley. Nelson Mandela.
God bless Africa.
Out of Africa celebrates the extraordinary lives of the men and women
who have paved the way for others to follow. Out of Africa.
Saturday
at 7:55 p.m.
on BBC Two.
There you go. I think you and I are in that one, actually.
Are we?
Yeah, I think we feature highly there. Anyway, so come on in the Big Brother house.
Amen and hallelujah. Praise the Lord that Roberto is finally up for nomination.
There you go. Does that sound like this person?
Africa Lives on the BBC.
Hi, darling.
I think it sounds like
there's a similarity.
Voice. You gotta admit.
Africa Lives on the BBC.
It's Kamal.
Mm.
I'm telling you, one more time.
Africa Lives on the BBC.
No, he doesn't sound like that, does he?
Wait a minute, I second that. That is what I said. I ain't even lying.
Kamal, big band style.
Yeah. Don't you think this sounds like Kamal? Have a listen.
See him on horns.
Compare and contrast.
Amen, I second that. Yeah. That is what I said. I ain't even lying.
There you go. I ain't even lying.
Amen and hallelujah. Praise the Lord that Roberto is finally up. Hi, darling. Hallelujah. Hi, darling. Hallelujah. Hi, darling. Hi, darling. Hi, darling. Hallelujah. Hi, darling.
The Kamal mix.
Hi, darling. Hi, darling. Hi, darling. Hallelujah. Bye-bye, Roberto. Adios. Buongiorno, whatever. Go home.
You know, the nice thing about Kamal is the fact that he's called Kamal, which is great until you do a radio show like this, and it's very early in the morning, and people text in about Kamal, and what you get is Kamal, Kamal, Kimail, and Camel a lot, which is great. It's K-E-M-A-L, I believe. And no other spelling will do.
You like him now, don't you?
Yeah, I do. I think he's all right.
Amen, I second that. That is what I said. I ain't even lying.
Amen, I second that.
That is what I said. I ain't even lying.
Okay, do you know I just said that he sounds a bit like the guy who says whatever this.
Africa Lives on the BBC.
Bye-bye, Roberto.
You know, I think it's the same person. Now, when he said, I think there's an element of Jimmy Savile in this particular clip.
Amen, I second that. That is what I said. I ain't even lying.
That is what I said. Now, if you just imagine in your head, he's got the white wig, right, loads of jingle jangle jewellery, right, and a big cigar, and it's like this, that is what I said, and think of Guys and Girls after it.
Right. Amen, I second that. That is what I said.
Is it just me?
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Alright, sounds like Eddie Peterson.
He does.
Superman Lovers and Starlight coming up next. Do you like that song, Dave?
Oh, mega, yeah.
Oh, yes, to remind us of the days of the days when that was out of the chart, of course. And also, if you want to win a board game called Wonopoly, do you get that? Wonopoly. It's the Radio 1 board game. Then call us now. 08700 100 100 08700 100 100. It's just gone 7:31.
And it's gone.
You are there.
Why do you have to do that? Please stop tickling me when I'm in the middle of sport bulletin.
I'm over here. I done nothing.
Anyway, it's Gold Cup day for Royal Ascot at York. Last year's winner, Papineau, is looking to make it 2 in a row.
And the weather cloudy but mainly dry for the south. A damp start with showers in northern England, Wales and southern Scotland.
Hi, darling.
Hello.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah to you too.
Amen, I second that. That is what I said. I ain't even lying.
Brilliant. Beep, beep, one more trouble, Dominic. Wolverhampton Thursday's back again. This time it's the A4126. Ettingshall Road is closed both ways at the Parkfield Road junction. It's all because of a burst water main. And a very big hello to you if you live on Ettingshall Road. Beep, beep, one more trouble, Dominic Burns. Almost exactly 7:36.
Can I have a bit of an off-air, on-air discussion thing? Right.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So we've got these jingles coming up. Okay. Now, we go on holiday. We've got another break coming up. Well, another one more holiday than Santa Claus. Shut up. When are we going away?
First 2 weeks of July.
Right. Okay. So we're the first 2 weeks of July. Then back mid-July.
Yeah.
Which is absolutely categorically summer. Right? We've got a Summer's on the Way jingle.
Yeah.
Which is fine. We've been playing it. But we have some other summer jingles. And I just need to know, are the summer jingles we have good and we leave them? Or, once I've played them, you may understand why. Do I need to go and rewrite some?
Let's have a listen.
Okay, all right then. Have a listen. Well, here's one for you. You may understand what I mean, but it's just the lyrics I have a problem with.
Summer loving had me a blast. Summer loving happened so fast. I met a girl, cute as could be. It's just a shame that she's already shacked up with Moilsy.
You see what I mean? Maybe it needs a little work.
The Chris Moyle Show.
Kind of reminds me of something else.
National Radio 1.
7:37, 10 minutes away from the aeroplane time check.
I love that.
Yeah, but it's not there yet, so I won't confuse it. 7:37. Superman Lovers, Starlight, Radio 1. It's 7:44 on Radio 1. Good morning. What?
Nothing.
Quiet now.
No, nothing.
No. Right then, so let's talk about money. OJ's for the love of money?
Yeah.
Right, okay.
Target referencing.
It's a classic.
Money.
Explain to me what Radio 1 is doing this week with money.
Well, money is an important thing for people of all ages, especially people who are young, right? Because they
I'm
might...
I'm young.
Hey?
I'm young.
I'm young as well. They might have money problems. They might not have enough money. They might have too much money. They might be wanting to take out a loan.
Too much money.
They might be needing to repay back money and just generally being a mess about money and need some... proper advice, right? And all of this advice is at Radio 1 online. bbc.co.uk/Radio 1 and click on One Life for All Your Money Matters.
I like that.
Do you like that?
Is that with a script or did you make that up?
I just made it up.
It's the Monopoly, the Monopoly board game. It's the Radio 1 DJs. They are featuring everybody. Trevor Nelson, Sunny Surgery, Coxie, Zane Lowe, We're On There, Joe Wiley, and then they needed to obviously fill a few more squares.
Jake and Joel.
So, yeah, and Entertainment News, you know, dance anthems, those kind of shows, you know what I mean? Which, by the way, still on the air.
Oh, I know.
Yeah.
I was listening to it on Sunday, actually.
So was I. Well, I heard the beginning and I pulled it for the house, so.
Yeah.
Right, so we're going to give away this game of Monopoly. We had two callers on the line, but only one game to give away. Hello, Catherine.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm all right. How are you?
I'm very well. Great. Where are you from, Catherine?
I'm from Cambridge.
Okay. How old are you?
20.
You sound very serious.
Mm. Oh, no, I'm not serious.
But you're also very...
I actually got fun.
You're actually very quiet.
Am I?
Yeah.
Oh. Might be my phone.
No, it's your voice.
It's my voice.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll speak up a little bit.
Can you shout for me?
Okay.
Can you just shout the words peanuts?
Peanuts.
Okay.
That was an unfortunate choice of word, really.
Could give me a better word.
Yeah.
Okay, how about...
Not peanuts.
What's wrong with... No, peanuts!
I know, but when she shouted it, it sounded like something else.
Okay, shout testicles?
No.
Okay, fair enough.
Spectacles?
That's what I said! Anyway, good luck, Catherine. You played against Hannah. Morning, Hannah.
Hello!
Hello! How are you?
Hello!
You all right?
Yeah, not bad, thanks.
What did you get up to last night?
Nothing much. Bit of an early night for me. I'm getting a bit boring because I'm on a placement year.
Oh, okay. You watch any TV?
Yeah, Big Brother and then bed, I'm afraid.
What?
Big Brother and then bed, I'm afraid. That's my exciting night
right now. Did you watch Big Brother's Little Brother?
Yes, of course.
You didn't?
I sacrificed Neighbours for that. Do you know what a sacrifice that is?
You didn't see it, did you, really?
No, I did.
Did you really?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you want to know what happened to Neighbours?
No.
Okay.
I caught the end.
Oh, okay.
How did you manage? Did you watch the 1:30 one?
Yeah, basically what happened, I hope I'm not giving too much away, but Jim came home from work, right? Just collapsed in the house. Just literally dropped down, just went like that.
Was it? Yeah. Oh, God.
And then Doug found Bouncer eventually. He was underneath the...
Gym?
The gym.
No, not the gym.
The gym, underneath the gym.
They built a gym on top of Bouncer. Oh, by the way, everybody... And he's pointed out, 7:47.
Oh, yay!
My favourite time
is the aeroplane time check.
Hey, come on, it's 7:47.
Hallelujah!
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 Hallelujah! Anyway. Right, so, Catherine, you're online one, so you can choose. Would you like to be the small dog or the car horn?
Oh, small dog, please.
Okay, which means that, Hannah, you'll be the car.
Okay.
All right, cool. Right, let's play the Monopoly game, then. This is very exciting. It lands on a question, I give you a DJ, I give you a question about that, blah, blah, blah. Are you ready, Catherine?
I am indeed.
All right, let's do it, then. For a chance to win this exclusive Monopoly board game. It's very exciting, isn't it? It's very exciting, isn't it?
It is, please.
That's right, thanks so much. Six. It's Scott Mills.
Yeah. Oh.
Here's your question. How white are Scott's teeth?
Very white.
It's exactly word for word what I have written down here. Well done! All right, good. Wow, that was good. All right, let's move on. This is Hannah. Are you ready?
I am.
Okay. It's a four. It's Sunday Surgery. True or false, laughter is the best medicine?
True.
It's false, I'm afraid. Cue gag, especially if you're asthmatic. Then inhalers, very good.
Ventolin is what you're
after. I can't remember whose gag that is anymore, but it's a classic. You know, same with diabetes or anything like that. You know what I mean? If you laugh, I mean, it's not going to really... Anyway, so commiserations, Hannah, but well done, Catherine!
Thank you very much!
Yay. Well done. You've won an amazing prize. So you've won this Monopoly board game. I bet you're so pleased.
I am very, very pleased. Has it got you on it?
It's got my name on it.
Has it? Well, that's all right then.
Yeah.
I expected nothing.
Okay, I can draw a picture of me on it if you want.
That would be cool.
Really?
That would be really cool.
Well, do you know what? Do you know that when on the go to jail corner?
Yep.
I look like him.
Fantastic.
So, you know, just take it that, you know, that's what I look like. And then there's a picture of me on every single one of these games around the world. Right, have a lovely day.
Thank you, you too.
Bye-bye. Bye. Don't say you too. Don't want it gets all upset.
Oh, sorry.
Bye.
Bye.
Hannah, you still there?
Yes.
What are you hanging on for?
I'm hoping that maybe you'll have so many of these that you'll give me one.
Wrong.
Bye.
Hang on a second. I don't... No, it doesn't matter. Hannah, would you like something?
I would love something. You're going to cut me off.
I don't know. Should we give you a prize or should we cut you off? What would you do? If you and me...
I'm a poor student. It's about money and I need the money and I need some prizes.
Hannah, if you and me now, would you cut you off or would you give you a prize?
You'd give me a prize.
No, we'd cut you off. Hello, Stephen Wakefield. Good morning. Text message. Chris, I went to see you two in Manchester last night. Please tell Dominic they're absolutely awesome.
Sorry.
There's a general theme here, isn't there?
We're getting a lot.
Everybody that went to see you two says that they were awesome or fantastic or brilliant or other such words, and Dominic is jealous.
Here's another one. Dom, you two were amazing last night.
He's good.
Basically, if you just switched on, we tried to get tickets, you two tickets, and we can't get any. It's a long story. But anyway, I want to go. Did you want to go?
I sadly can't go. I would very much like to go, but I sadly can't because I'm away this weekend.
Well...
My favourite text the whole morning was someone who said, I had a ticket to the U2 gig in Manchester, but just couldn't be bothered to go.
Hmm.
And what?
I know. So they've got a pristine ticket that hasn't been used, sat in their house, where someone like me would have bitten their arm off to go. That's not fair.
Am I right in saying if you two played Manchester last night, are they playing again tonight? Oasis playing soon as well? Isn't there the time when they're almost...
I think so, but can't confirm.
Or is that the week after Glastonbury?
You two played Manchester Tuesday and last night, and I think Oasis are there in the next couple of days, aren't they?
Right. I don't know. Mm. I don't know why.
More news on that as it breaks.
I don't know why I'm talking about it, because we're not going to see them, so what am I on about? Oh, look at his face. Don't, man.
What?
I tell you what. How about this? Right. Mm. Dave, myself, Rachel, Addis, we dress up as you two.
Yeah. Mm.
And we put on a little show for you.
Brilliant.
And we can dedicate to you. We can get you out, pull you out of the crowd of one and bring you on stage. And you can join in with me. I'll be Bernard.
Bono.
I'll be Bono.
I'll be Andrew.
Yeah,
it's Adam, Rachel, Harry. Larry,
I know that, and Hedge.
We'll pull you out of the audience like Courtney Cox in that Bruce Springsteen video, and it'll be like your own private show.
Wow, that would just blow my mind.
It would be brilliant, wouldn't it? Here we go. Oh, thank you very much. Ah, Jesus, Begara. Come on, who wants to come on stage now and sing with the you two?
Yes, please.
Oh, come on, right.
Yes, please, I would.
And then I'll lift you up.
Right.
What song would you like to sing? Angel
of High
Home. Thank you very much. Good night.
Thanks.
And then you go.
Yeah.
Now, do you tell me, honestly, that's the next best thing to see them live?
It would be the biggest letdown of my life.
Okay, fair enough. Some people just don't try, do they?
No.
7:58. Check it out. Baby, I'm a rockstar. Rockstar. That's right, and you know that all the biggest rock stars in the UK listen to this show.
What up? It's your girl Estelle. Whenever I'm in the UK, I listen to my boy Chris Moyles on Radio 1.
That's right. That's right. All the rock stars.
Hi, I'm Sarah Dunn from Hollyoaks, and whenever I'm in the UK, which is quite a lot, I listen to Chris Moyles on Radio 1.
Brilliant, there you go. All the rock and roll legends.
Hi there, this is Tim Gudgeon, and whenever I'm in the UK, I listen to Chris Moyles on Radio 1.
God love you. Thank you very much. Rockstar, bizarre. Right, coming up next, we'll...
What?
Have you seen what song it is?
Let's have a look. We just played that, have we not?
No, that.
Ah.
You two. So we'll play that in a second after we get news of sport with Dominic and Carrie. It's a minute past eight.
Scott Parker's left Chelsea for Newcastle in a deal worth £6.5 million. But Graham Souness is going to have to sort out his willy-nillies.
I didn't want to just leave Chelsea and nilly-willy, you know. Obviously, I thought about things, but I think it just shows what obviously I think of Newcastle United and where I think we can go.
So, are you trying to tell me he's mixed up his willy for his nilly?
He has, yeah.
I hate that mistake.
Nilly-willy.
What's that? Nilly-willy?
Nilly-willy.
Say
it again. Nilly-willy.
England, rest of the sport now. England flanker Lewis Moody's recovered.
Hang on a second, stop it. What? When you ring him, does he answer his phone with...
Nilly-willy.
Moshy-moshy.
Should we try it?
Yeah.
England flanker Lewis Moody's recovered from his knee injury. He's been named in the Lions squad to face Otago on Saturday. And golf's second major of the season, the US Open, gets underway today. Britain's Luke Donald is paired with Tiger Woods for the first round at Pinehurst, North Carolina.
Nilly-willy.
And the weather cloudy with some showers for southern Scotland, northern England and Wales, mainly dry across southern England. It's now 5 minutes past eight.
Okay, so for those of you who didn't really get that, who said that?
Scott Parker.
And what was he talking about?
He's basically moved from Chelsea
to Newcastle,
and he said he wasn't going to go to any club nilly-willy.
That's the first ever interview he did as a Newcastle player.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And he screwed up.
Yeah.
Genius. Morning, all. Do you want to go to the toilet?
No. Why are you putting your hand up then?
You should have gone during the break.
I'm putting my hand up to try and get some attention. I wanted to
You always want some attention.
I know. I'm a high-maintenance child. I've just had a phone call.
Hallelujah!
No, seriously. You're going to like this. You're going to like this a lot. I've just had a phone call from Rob at Anglo. Hello, Rob. Who said that I have a present that was in my letterbox yesterday evening. And so I went upstairs and I've opened it and I think you should see it.
Who's Robert Anglo? What does that mean?
Is that like a promotions company?
That'll be a promotions company for various bands. Yeah, hang on. Open it before you get too excited.
Yeah, it might be Kavanagh tickets.
Oh, really?
Just take a look.
I don't understand. What's the gag?
What happened was...
Are these not real, then?
What happened was, we, obviously, when artists come to London... We put requests in, and we put requests in for the whole team, obviously, to see a particular band.
Yeah.
We asked for lots of tickets. Rachel wanted to go, you wanted to go, Dom, obviously, wanted to go, so we put a request in.
Right.
So he's just said...
So is this something wrong with these? What's the gag?
I basically got one pair. They basically came back and said, we can give you a pair. So that's what's in that envelope. So, I have a pair of tickets.
Yes. I'm confused.
Because not all of us can go, is that what you mean?
So they're for who?
Oh, well, who are these?
There's no name
who are these for?
They're for me. They were left for me.
No. I spoke to him and I asked a pair for you and for Dom. So who's are those for?
So who's are these?
That's all he could get. He got us a pair. These are really hard to get hold of. Seriously, this is not a joke. I would personally think they're for Chris.
So would I.
It's your show.
Yeah, I agree.
But I know
it could be for Dom, though.
Wow.
I'm talking about Dom wanting to go all week.
Yeah.
Yeah, but. Yes, we have.
Rob knows this.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, true. But you know the way these things work is I also have a question, and if these were for Dom for the show, they'd have been delivered today. These were in your pigeonhole from yesterday.
Saying that, though, Rob knows how much of a fan Dom
is. He does.
Yeah, but he knows I wanted to go as well. Well. You won't be able to go now anyway, because you'd have to...
Why?
Because you need a babysitter.
No, I wouldn't. I can go.
Yeah, but so can I, man.
Yeah, but...
Seriously, don't make me feel guilty. If these were for Dom...
Yeah.
They would have sent them today. They'd have gone, hey, guess what, done all that. These were in Alice Pigeonhole from yesterday, therefore...
But...
I'm not being a smart ass at all.
No.
I really want to... I know you want to go.
Yeah, I do want to go. I want to go.
If you want to go, if I were to give you these tickets, that would be giving you my tickets.
Yeah.
But these are my tickets.
Not necessarily because they might have been for Dom in the first place.
I think they probably were.
No, they wouldn't. That's what I mean. These were here yesterday.
So we need two pair of tickets. We've got one pair of tickets. Only one of you can go. We've got a problem.
We have an awkward situation, but I don't think we have a problem.
No, we have a
because I want to go.
No, we have a huge problem that we have to decide because Dom is desperate to go.
As they say in Star Wars, Chris, search your feelings.
Yes.
All right.
Yeah. All right. But Okay. Therefore.
Can I just have a look at them?
No.
I just want to have a look. I want to physically hold them.
No.
All right. give them back, though?
Of course, yeah.
Promise. Yeah, yeah. Swear, swear.
Yeah, of course.
On Carpets Live.
Okay, I will.
Okay.
Wow.
You two tickets.
Tweaking them.
Give them to me, because I'm kind of neutral in all of this.
Why don't you?
This is the noise they make.
Let's have a listen. They're heavy, man, as
they're,
well.
They're very thick, actually, yeah, aren't they? Are.
I have a plan. I have a cunning plan that may get us out of this predicament, right? You may or may not remember that when we did the afternoon show, we did that U2 competition, right? We had the U2 quiz, which I still have upstairs on my computer. So, perhaps we could do a little battle between you two to see who has the greater U2 knowledge. Mm. And the winner then gets a pair of tickets. Fair and square.
I have a pair of tickets.
No.
Why am I playing a game to win them?
No, because we don't know whose they are. We have one pair of tickets. They're not necessarily for you. Don wants to go. Whoever wins the competition, fair and square, in front of all of us here, gets the tickets. Simple.
Yeah, biggest fan goes. Yeah.
Okay, hang on,
you can have a yes or no, like true or false. Yes.
I have a quiz that could decide this.
You've done it already.
From yesterday. It's an old one.
Okay, all right.
I've still got it on my computer.
All right, let's do then.
Yeah?
Bring it on. Come on!
If I go and get the questions, fair and square, right? And, you know, you've got to agree to this. If Dom wins, Dom gets a ticket.
When did we do this?
Afternoon. It's a couple of years ago.
The questions you wrote. Oh, yeah, all right.
Hang on a sec, though.
Okay, I'll do that. Deal.
Is that not unfair, though? Because you'll remember the questions and the answers.
Two or three years ago.
Right.
I'll do that. Yeah, but you know, your knowledge is...
It's greater.
All right.
Therefore, it works out about even.
All right, deal.
Yeah, happy?
Yeah. Shake on it. Come on.
Sorry, I had a spat on you there, Rachel.
Winner takes all?
We're going to play winner takes all?
No, idiot.
Right.
Winner takes the tickets.
Fine. Okay, fine.
Yeah.
I'll go find him now.
Well, then.
For me, this is like Christmas Day.
For me, I've just had a pair of tickets kind of taken away from me. Who would you bring if you win?
I'd bring my wife.
Really?
Yeah.
Big fan, is she?
Who'd
look after your child? And I'm not being funny, but you'd have to leave your child.
It's all done.
Really, with a stranger.
We have a babysitter on standby of a hat for Saturday night or Sunday night, because they're playing both nights.
Really?
Drop of a hat.
Really?
Yeah. Just like that.
You haven't made plans to be elsewhere or?
Nope.
No?
Nope.
Fine.
Well, we have a window.
And you know what? Neither have I. And my girlfriend, right, who's never seen you two ever, and she loves them, and she's always loved them.
Yeah.
And she was crying the other night saying, I really wish I could see the you two.
Mm.
You know, so how does that make you feel?
Well, my wife walks the length and breadth of the country just so she could, almost as a pilgrimage, to the boys from the U2.
Yeah, my girlfriend loves U2 so much, she chopped her feet off for them. So she can't even walk the length of the world. She can crawl, and she did that on her hands and legs.
My wife makes flapjack.
She? Yeah. I don't want to know what goes on in your bedroom.
Flapjack.
And my Sophie does little noises. I don't know. Where are we going with this?
I don't know. Trying to out-woman each other.
Do you have a nickname for your missus?
Nick, just shorten her name.
Really? I like that. That's good. That's weird. I call Sophie Nick as well.
Weird.
I really like it, but anyway. Right, the battle's on. Like that?
Lovely.
Yeah, thanks. It's Jay-Z and 99 Problems.
You shut up.
Right, okay, so here's the news. It's 19 minutes past 8. It's 20 past 8, right? Dermot O'Leary, by the way, is in the building. Love you, Dermot.
Had a nice chat with Dermot.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. He hates you, by the way.
No, he's a big fan.
He just said to me, can't believe he's trying to take your tickets away from you. That's what he just said to me.
He didn't say that at all.
He did.
He said, best of luck and pass me on the back.
One pair of tickets to see you two this weekend has arrived in the studio, addressed to the Chris Moyle Show. We don't know. They were here yesterday. Which leads me to believe they are the ones that I asked for.
However, they could also be the ones for Dominic, because we've been talking all week about the fact that he's a huge, huge fan, hasn't got any tickets, and is desperate to go.
However, I think if that was the case, and they were specifically for Dom, and I'm not being an idiot, I'm genuinely meaning this, they would have sent them today and gone, look what we've got, wink, wink, nudge, nudge, they'd have done that. They didn't, they were sent yesterday. Therefore, I think, no offence, they're mine. I'll try and get you some and see, but these are mine.
Now, the problem that we have is that, obviously, we have one pair of tickets, we have two people that desperately want to go, we need to decide, and we decided beforehand, on the end of the news, that we would battle it out, fair and square, whoever wins in this old quiz, which I've found upstairs, goes.
Right.
Simple
okay.
as. Okay?
Yeah.
So, I have the questions from this old quiz.
Fine.
It's quite simple. It works like a penalty shootout. Okay,
right.
So
I'm actually nervous.
So am I. I'm
so am I.
Up. I never stand up.
So am I.
Dominic loves you too, like you would not believe.
I've seen them about 11 times, and they're great.
Okay.
The rules are as follows. You will get a question each.
Fine.
Yep.
Okay, a simple U2 question based on a U2 fact. The first person to fall is out. Sudden death.
Text off, by the way.
Oh, really?
The first person to get one wrong is out.
Whoa, 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 whoa.
It is as simple as that.
Is it not? Hang on. Really? That's not how we did it before.
Not best of any of that. First person to fall is out.
Text is off, by the way.
Okay.
This is a lot more nerve-wracking than GCSEs, isn't it?
Okay. So the first one to fall.
First one to fall is out. The other person gets the tickets. Simple as.
Right.
No messing, no argument. They're
going. Just great looking here. Okay.
Come on, Dom.
Right.
Right. Ready. Ready. Dom.
Yeah.
Good luck. Best of bad luck to you, Dom.
You're going down.
Yeah. To see you too, my friend.
Right.
Okay.
Chris.
Yes.
To go first. Sudden death.
Yes.
We begin. What is Bono's real name?
Paul Hewson.
Is the right answer.
Get in! Bizarrely, I remember that because of a Frankie Goes to Hollywood song by where they say Van Hewson. I remember hearing his name was put. It doesn't matter, but anyway.
Dominic.
Yeah.
Your question. What is the Edge's real name?
Dave Evans.
Is the right answer.
Yes! Oh. Get in!
One each. Even Stevens.
What was that noise?
We continue. Chris. Which legend played guitar with U2 on the song When Love Comes to Town?
B.B. King!
Is the right answer.
Go, boy! Yes! Yes!
2-1. Dominic. Which member of the band sang lead vocals on Van Diemen's Land?
The Edge.
Is the right answer?
Yes!
2 each. They need to be separated because only one person can go.
Okay.
Next question to Chris. When is Bono's birthday?
Did you say this the other day?
Yeah, I know it. Mm-hmm. Search your feelings.
I think it's May.
Can't help you.
May 10th. Whatever.
May the 10th.
Don't tell me I'm right. Am I right? I'm not right, am I?
You guessed that.
Yeah. I know it's May.
Incredibly.
No.
It is the right answer.
Really?
The hell did you get that?
Bono's birthday is indeed May the 10th.
Have you got text on?
No.
All off.
Honestly.
It's all off.
Right.
Good team.
Dominic. When is the Edge's birthday?
Oh, God. I don't know.
Oh!
Come
to me, tickets. You two tickets are mine.
Oh.
I can taste them.
Is it March sometime?
Can't help you. You just got to give me a date.
I knew Bono's and I don't know your man Edge. March 24th.
Final answer?
Yeah.
It's the wrong answer.
Oh!
The Edge's birthday, Dom, is August the 8th, which means
I was gonna say
that
August 8th.
We agreed fair and square.
Yes!
You, unfortunately, have lost, which means that the two tickets to go and see you two this Saturday at Twickenham in London go to Chris Moore.
Come on.
Thank you very much, everybody.
That's deeply.
That's really
deeply
horrible.
Wrong.
Hang on, fair and square in a YouTube contest. I won. You've got to give me that, right?
No, you did. You did. To be fair. To
Where
be
did
fair.
You pluck May the 10th from?
I've no idea. I'm almost certain you said May.
I didn't
think
say
it was
May,
any. Yeah. I don't think it was the 20th of anything. I just thought. Well,
give him
just
the tickets.
Be no, the nice. Tickets are mine, man. Get stuffed. I will try and get any
you know what?
Tickets.
If I won, I would have taken you.
Oh,
I think I'm having a game. I'd have taken you.
Well, I've won. I'm taking Sophie.
You're horrible.
You're not going
to. If I had three tickets, I would take you. I had to take my girlfriend. Sorry, but you know what I mean. Don't be like that.
I would have taken you.
Yeah, you wouldn't. You'd have taken your wife. So
you won't enjoy it, Chris.
I feel quite upset now.
Really?
Yeah. Because
well, boo-hoo. Go and have a cry.
Well, no, I do because you know how much Dominic is a fan and how much he wants to go desperately. Give him the tickets.
No, there was no point of that 10-minute link.
I know, but just looking at his face now.
How about this? How about this? No.
No, just give him the tickets.
I'm crestfallen.
No, give him the tickets.
No, sorry. No, I know you. No. Don't, and why don't all of
which,
like
which night are they for?
Saturday.
It's a night I want to go as well.
Yeah, give him the tickets.
So block 13, row 33, seat 179, West End Lower. I've got to enter my gate B, by the way, to go in these seats.
Hello to everyone sat next to you.
You lucky people.
It won't be you.
Go on, give him the ticket.
No,
look at his face.
Why don't we do another question? Why don't we do it like a double or quit? Not that there are four tickets. But...
Okay, ask the next question. I tell you what, how about this? Here's how we'll sort this out.
All right,
smart ass. Mm. Okay, if you get the next answer right, you can have the tickets. If I get it right, I'm going to tear one of the tickets up, so you can't go anyway, and I'll go on my own.
Don't tear it up.
How about that?
I don't think legally.
I like those apples.
I don't think legally you're allowed to tear YouTube tickets up.
Well, whatever. Go on.
It's like stamps.
Come on. You want the next question? Ask whatever the next question.
The next one on the list was going to be, what was the title of U2's second album?
Second album.
I know.
October.
Yeah, October.
Right answer.
Was that the right answer? Get in. Hey, Dominic. There you go. There you go. There's your U2 ticket. I'm going on my own.
You've just actually ripped it up.
You're such a child.
Well,
You're
such a child.
What do you want me to do?
What are you doing?
That's the pair of them. Right? Now no one's going. Happy now.
What are you doing? You've lost your mind, man.
I'm not having this. I'm not having a row with my friends that I work with that
so
I love.
Sorry,
you know I love you, but I'm not giving a row about it. It's childish. Now nobody's going.
You've just ripped up a pair of tickets to go and see U2 on a Saturday.
Yes.
You know how much you do know how much you wanted to go. You do know.
Yeah,
I've told
you. You know what? Now we're both back in the same boat because none of us are going. Get in.
I'm not asking for any more.
It's 8:28 on Radio 1.
Can't believe he did that.
I can't believe he did that.
Well, believe it. It just happened. Kasabian and Radio 1 and Press Press, please. I'm very, very sorry, okay? I've been saying this off the air. I'm very, very sorry.
I feel sick.
I just felt very pressured and threw a bit of a wobbler, and I'm very sorry. It was very childish, and I'm very sorry.
Can we stick them back together again or not?
No, I don't think we can, because apart from anything else, the hologram got torn as well, so... Sorry. Sorry. I feel actually a bit ashamed, and I'm very, very sorry. Really, I'm sorry. I'll make it up to you. I swear. I know you really love
you
too.
How will you make that up to me?
I don't know. I'll get you a present.
Okay. Two tickets for Twickenham would be brilliant.
Yeah, okay. I'll steal some something and give it to you. I'll nick you some stationery.
Brilliant. Stationery would just make up for it. That'd be great.
Really? Put your hand under the desk.
Why?
Have a feel around under the desk. Just have a feel around.
Where?
Is there anything there?
Nope.
Have a look.
Oh, yeah.
What is it?
I don't know.
What is it, Dom?
It's an envelope.
Really? Stationery?
Don't expect me to read the news after this.
Okay. What's in the envelope, Dom?
Stationery.
By the way, if my Actors Guild card doesn't turn up today... What are you holding in your hand, Dominic?
It's two tickets to see the U2 at Twickenham.
They're for you and your wife?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So what?
You're free on Saturday, aren't you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Have you just given... Hey.
Have I just torn up two photocopies of those tickets? Yeah.
Did you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They weren't real at all.
Those tickets have been sitting under the desk all morning, right in front of you. You wanted tickets. You technically been sat in front of them all day.
Just turn the mic off a sec.
Okay. Back on now.
Thanks very much.
And just in case you're worried, we've spoken to your wife and we've spoken to lovely Finton. And they've both said that they're free and you can go and it's all fine and we've arranged
it. Did you speak to Nick?
Yes. Yeah.
When did you speak
it's
to Nick?
Just to make sure that you're the sitter organised for Saturday night.
Done all
by
this
the way, which, by the way, sorry, we've been talking to your wife behind your back. You've got a babysitting book for Saturday because you're going to see you two on Saturday night. And guess what?
I love you very
guess
much.
What? I'm going to go with you.
Yay! Are you coming too?
Yeah.
Have you got a pair of tickets?
Every
they
cloud,
were, they were the photocopies, weren't they? Good. That's fine.
This actually looks more like a photocopy than the other lot.
Yeah, don't say that.
Do you know when I gave the tickets to Hold? Dave almost had a heart attack because he went, he's going to see that they're colour photocopies, but he didn't.
I didn't know, not at all.
I was just there thinking, tickets. The golden rule in having fake tickets is not to put them in the hand of the recipient.
Yeah. I thought they were the real ones.
You should all get Oscars. Rachel, that was brilliant.
Thank you. I personally, I really liked Rachel's face. I thought her acting was superb.
Time for the news.
Okay. So, from the beginning...
The news may be shaky, I'll just warn you.
We've been planning this for about a week, and everything was orchestrated. From Alan walking in to the label on the envelope has all been planned. Your tickets are for you to enjoy on Saturday to see your favourite band, U2.
I'm genuinely very moved. Thank you very much indeed.
No worries. Will you be able to read the news now?
I don't know. I'll do it quickly.
Okay. Dermot O'Leary is in the building. I think he likes the U2 too. So much, he's currently trying to put the torn tickets back together again. And you know what? If he succeeds, right, with sellotape and all that, I want him to try and actually get in on Saturday. Hello, Dermot. Yeah, you stuck these together, haven't you? Yes, I have. Right, it's just gone 8:34.
Right, good luck, everyone.
8:38.
We've had so many text messages, you wouldn't believe, right? Every time the computer screen refreshes, there are 50 text messages on the page, right? Mm. And then you click to the next page, whatever. All 50, right, during the news said, I'm sorry, Chris, I take it back. Which means that all the text messages before that were going, Miles, you're... Which is what they were.
My favourite one of all, though, slightly bucks a trend.
Yeah.
And it reads, and by the way, one of the vowels in one of the words is incorrect, but it just reads, tell the bald twit to grow up and get on with it.
Yeah, whatever. The bald twit's very happy.
So, basically, you're going to see you too on Saturday night.
Yeah. That was the strangest moment I have ever experienced. When you ripped up a pair of perfectly good, or what I thought were perfectly good, U2 tickets. See, I was seriously thinking about putting them back together again, but you said you ripped up the hologram, so we couldn't do it.
Yeah, I know. And what does that mean?
The hologram, incidentally.
No.
I know. Can I say this
no,
or not?
No. Don't go anywhere near
all
that.
All right,
room.
Okay.
We had a few conversations about this. You would not believe the brainstorm on this idea. We were going to burn the tickets. I was going to set fire to them, but we thought it feels too set up. Then we're going to shred them, okay? And then again, it feels
you
too set up.
You need to bring a shredder in every week.
Bear in mind, all of that from the moment Alan walked in was all set up. By the way, Davina texted in saying, you have gone mad after I tore the tickets.
I honestly thought you'd gone mad.
And she hasn't sent another text since, so I don't know whether she's switched off, because certain people might have switched off during the record, Kasamian, and not know that it was a joke.
Mm.
But anyway...
I feel sick. I do still feel sick, actually. It's brilliant.
Why did you think I would... The weird thing
I
is...
I don't know. That's
you actually you actually took a step back and went... And you put your hands to your face
I
like
couldn't believe
in a Scooby-Doo cutter.
Yeah. I looked at them. I mean, I'm not a, you know, expert on, you know, tickets or whatever, forgeries or whatever. It looked to me like a genuine ticket.
Well, anyway...
I just say, Dom, you gave us such a scare yesterday, because I knew, obviously, what was going on, and you were there yesterday all morning on the phone to every Tom, Dick and Harry, looking at where you could get to, ringing Nick, going, Nick, now, if we do this, I've seen them, we can get them for this price, and I was going, just don't buy me, don't, please don't.
That explains why my wife's been so cool about us trying to get you two tickets. Mm. I'm saying, look, you need to be sitting on the internet now, sit on there for like 4 hours, she goes, yeah, it'll be fine, I'm sure we'll sort something out.
Gotcha.
Thank you very, very, very much.
You're welcome. Dom, fancy going to see you two on Saturday?
Yes!
Brilliant. 8:41, Dermot O'Leary's next. We're all here every morning to get... Do you know what? I should play the jingle which mentions Dermot. What am I thinking of? Which obviously Dermot loves as he listens to the show every day. He walks in, the first thing said, nice to meet you, Johnny. How are you?
Big Brother's back on TV. The show will last for weeks with Dermot and Davina and a big house full of freaks. They'll prance around and scream and swear on TV every day. Then one by one they'll disappear and hopefully stay away.
By the way, so I'll tell you something else I was very proud of, and then we will stop going on about this.
Yeah, go on.
Do you know when we're doing the quiz, and I'm standing with my hands like this, on the back of my head for some reason, right, which I never stand like that. The whole purpose of that was so you knew, or you thought, that I wasn't in any way, shape, or form looking at all the answers to the YouTube questions.
Have you got them?
Yeah, of course, dude. How do you think I won? Seriously, May the 10th? I can't believe you all fell for that.
But I said
I think
it like
it's
a
May,
week
ago. Oh, I don't know. The 10th? Dominic's like this. Oh, my God, he's got it right.
Oh, my God. The Chris Moyle Show.
National Radio 1. Loving that. Coral and in the morning on Radio 1. Please welcome Mr. Dermot O'Leary. Hooray! Here he is. Oh, look, it's Dermot off the telly!
Paul Oakenfold doesn't need any more money.
No, I know.
He must, what is
loaded.
He every time that's
played? I don't know. He must be loaded.
Hi, Dermot.
Hiya, how are you? So put these here.
Oh, by the way, listen, accidentally, I may have called you Kermit last night on the television. I apologise.
You've called me a lot worse on television.
No, I haven't.
I'll take that.
First of all, let me say, we've supported you all the way through the series. You've been our favourite housemate.
But I did say yesterday that... Shut up. I did say yesterday that as you rightly pointed out, you've earned the right.
Because he's a fan.
Yeah.
A proper fan.
Proper fan. And when you are critical, you're always critical in the best way.
I've earned the right to criticise the show.
Yeah, I mean, in terms of the fact you're always supportive of the show because you're a fan of the show.
Yeah, I love the show.
And yet you're always able to say, didn't like that bit, didn't like that bit.
Yeah.
That's at least what we try and do on our show as well. I don't know.
But you must feel the same.
Totally.
Forget the fact that you present BBLB, but as a bloke, you must go, no, I didn't like that. Or, that was brilliant. They should do more.
But that's a good thing on Little Brother. And I'm not sort of bigging up my own show, but that's the nice thing is they've never put any pressure on us to sort of conform to what Big Brother wants us to do. And I think that's sort of kind of what, I guess, what differentiates us from the rest of the, those kind of...
Because you can take an opinion on it, can't you? Because you're almost neutral.
Well, people always say, you know, you must find out about so-and-so before it happens. And we never do, because they never tell us. Right. So, but that's quite good, because it gives you a little bit of sort of objectivity, really.
That's what I was looking for, actually. I couldn't think of it.
No worries. Hey, you've had a long morning. You've
been
ripping up tickets.
This must be a bit weird for you coming into Radio 1, which is the youth station. What, with you working on the old fogey station?
Tune. Absolutely, But I like being that young buck around the big thing.
You know that? I like the fact that you're young, so, you know, you're the kind of person who cycles to work listening to rock music.
Do you know what we did get, though? You're obviously talking about the trail.
The Radio 2 advert, right.
But I got a letter saying, I love the Radio 2 trail, blah, 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 but I can't believe you cycled in, which is, you're going against the convention of the Highway Code 5.1 when you're supposed to be cycling on a road.
Technically, you're in a pedestrian underpass, subway,
I've been questioned, yeah.
Yeah, you're not allowed to do that.
That's nothing. There's a rumour going around that Wogan swears on it if you can let read, but that's not going down there.
Oh, is that he did?
Yeah.
Well, okay. Apparently he did. There you go. That's the sun spot tomorrow.
But whatever comes out of Terry's mouth is just beautiful, anyway.
I don't know where you're going with that.
Eurovision Song Contest.
Oh, right, that's right. Yeah.
We were talking about it yesterday.
So, seriously, you're on Radio 2. Is it, I mean, because you do show at the weekend, don't you?
And, yeah.
Saturday afternoons. Yeah. Do you get sick of playing, like, you know, the Foundations and Jerry the Pacemaker?
I think it took a couple of months to bed in.
Right.
And now I love it. No, it took a couple of months to bed in, and now they pretty much let me play what we like, really. I mean, obviously, within reason, you know that it's going to a Radio 2 listenership. Mm.
Do you do like a recipe of the week and things like that? But do you do bingo?
It's barn brack this weekend.
Is it really?
Yeah.
I like that. That sounds good. Have you heard his show on Radio 2?
I've heard bits of it.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
He does this brilliant thing where he gets a singer on.
No, that sounded sort of derogatory and I didn't mean it.
That's okay.
It's just that I'm not often by a radio on a Saturday afternoon.
Yeah, I guess.
But when I am.
He does this feature, he gets an artist in, like a singer in, right, and they sing their song.
And then they do a cover.
Then they do a cover, right, of somebody else's song, but they do it in their style. Yeah. It's brilliant. Unbelievably.
Are you being ironic now?
Yeah, unbelievably. It's the same as the TV version that Dermot did. He's done the complete opposite of every other successful show in the world. He's taken a hit TV format and turned it into a hit radio format, whereas normally it's the other way around.
Yeah. Come on, where's the punchline coming now?
And the weird thing is, the TV idea was your idea.
Yeah, it was.
So
it was,
Dermot has stolen his own idea from telly. It's genius.
But the thing is, though, we got loads
his
of
new
people.
Feature is he has a load of people in a shed, and you can look at them through the window.
Yeah.
It's going to work.
I like it.
And the Radio 2 listenership, by and large, love Big Brother.
Is it Big Shed, you've called it?
It really does a lot for my popularity.
Big Shed?
It's called Big Shed.
I like that. Okay, we are going to have questions for you later. So I don't really know what to ask you in case the listeners have got asked you already. But
yeah, anyway.
We need to ask about Davina.
What do you want to know? I'm an open book.
Well, we were saying yesterday, you know, they were saying, Alan was saying, oh, some of these questions from the callers are great. They're like, you know, do you fancy Davina? I'm like, but that's already been covered. I'm sure you've said yes before.
Of course.
That. Yeah.
We all fancy Davina.
Exactly. All right.
Not even a question.
No, I know. It's just taken as fact.
Okay, right. How much do you fancy Davina? Let's play a little game. And this is just off the top of my head. It's not written, it's not a setup or anything.
Yeah.
Because I fancied her. I had a dream that we and her had an affair.
Oh, that's nice.
Right? And she pulled up in a car, BMW, I don't know, she drives BMW, and goes, come on, get in, let's just go.
Nice.
We were eloping.
Where were you?
I have no idea. I was outside a newsagent's, I think. David pulls up and goes, come on, let's go. And then I woke up.
Yeah, but listen, because you're Catholic as well. And
yeah.
I have a real sense of twisted morals in my dreams.
I was Roman Catholic, that's right.
So, I mean, what do you do? Do you get in the car or do you go, I really don't think that's what we should be doing to me?
Oh, I'd have had her in the car, Jesus. And then I'd have gone back in, got my sweets and my paper and gone home.
Yeah, you're caught up one.
You know what I mean?
That's my problem with my dreams. I don't know why, but I always wake up just before something good's about to
happen. Yeah, exactly.
I can't do this because I'm Catholic.
Gosh, all right, so here's the question then. So,
can I just say, thank you very much. No, thank you very much for filling me tea in your Everton mug.
Yeah, well, it wasn't me, actually.
Welcome to the show. Here, drink
exactly.
tea out of an Everton mug.
It was Jocelyn that did that, actually.
You're a gooner, aren't you?
I am, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, and don't go any further.
No, now we go into it.
Yeah.
Hang on a second.
Was it? Have you got seven sugars in there? Yeah.
Seven lovely.
Sugars.
All right, girls. I've got my Leeds United paper cup over
yeah,
here.
Yeah, we're going over there.
Still so, making. Davina.
Yes.
Okay. You're working together, right? You need to, you know, in a hotel, two separate rooms,
it's
right?
It's in there.
She gets a bit frisky and goes, come on, who'll know? Who'll find out? No one will know. Do you?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, right. Okay, fine. Okay. She goes, right, that's it. I think you and I are going to have an affair.
Oh, no.
Right? And you have a big affair. It's great. No one knows.
Can I just say, I love the context you're doing this because you've obviously met Davina and you're right. What kind of Davina says goes. So
yeah.
I love that I have no choice in that.
Yeah, whatever she says.
It's
right.
A role play scenario.
Okay. Yeah, no.
So you can, how about this as a scenario? You can be with Davina, right? But you also have to take the kids.
They're pretty kids. And that's a nice big house.
You can't have the house.
Hey!
You can only take the. All right, you can have the house if you have the kids.
What happens to Matthew?
Oh, he just ends up in a...
He goes out with my girlfriend.
Okay, everyone's a winner.
Now it's getting very sick.
I'm planning this is a contingency now.
Meanwhile, my girlfriend and Dave's wife...
Yeah.
I'm not there.
Oh, God. Right, okay. What are you going to say then?
Shall I show up and play record?
Yeah.
Let's do that then.
Oh, I like this one.
You probably don't know this is. This is a band called The White Stripes. Right?
And all my time, this.
Blue Orchid. This is kind of what the kids are today like.
Is it Pink Floyd, is it?
There's a White Stripes. That's the White Stripes on Radio 1. Beautiful. And Blue Orchid. Right.
So I like it. Had a good beat.
Dermot was around my side of the desk, and Dave wasn't here. And Dave has to do Tedious Link now. And this is a feature we do every day, but you don't listen, so
Yeah.
I'm out of breath because I left it upstairs. Bear with me. Here we go.
So, Dave, how do you get to today's Tedious Link record from yesterday's All the Small Things from Blink-182?
Blink is what you might be forced to do if you get a bit of grit in your eye. Eye of the Tiger was a 1982 hit for Survivor and was taken the soundtrack to Rocky starring Sylvester Stallone. Sylvester Stallone's mother, Jackie, was a guest on the last series of Celebrity Big Brother along with Bez. Bez was a non-musical member of the Happy Mondays who were fronted by Sean Ryder, who then went on to form Black Grape. A Black Grape will often contain Siege. If you add the word lightning to the front of Siege, you get Lightning Siege, who had a 1992 hit with The Life of Riley. Riley, first name Lisa, used to be in Emmerdale, which is where you've now found Patsy Kensit, who used to be in Lethal Weapon 2.
You're going to die.
Lethal Weapon 2 also starred Mel Gibson and Danny Glover. If you swap the G of Glover for a C, you get Clover, which is a type of spread. Spread is what you might put on toast for breakfast. Breakfast is apparently the most important meal of the day and can consist of anything from bacon and eggs to fruit or cereal, such as cornflakes or All Bran. And All Bran is an anagram of All Barn. All Barn, of course, first name Damon, being the lead singer thing of Blur. Getting my breath back now because we've kind of finished. Which links us to
girls
today's tedious link track, which is, of course, Blur and the Universal.
Oh! Blur is kind of like a young man that.
Go for it.
Right, okay.
I'm learning.
Alright, okay. I haven't heard this for it. I love this track.
For you then.
Right, after the pitch, nice and loud, go! Beautiful. It's Blur and the Universal.
So glad you didn't talk over the end of that.
Well,
you could. Really nice thing to do.
Well, right. One of the funniest things, it's irritating but really funny, right? DJs on local radio, right? And I want to show you what they do. It's really funny.
I know
exactly
what
they do, okay? It's this bit. DJs do this bit. I love the ending of this record here. I love the strings on this record. Listen to this. Isn't this beautiful? I love that. It's my favourite bit. Then shut up, then.
Yeah. You talk all this. Over it.
Get in there, Morsey.
So he's a champion for...
Oh, new talent.
Yeah. You know me, I never talk over the music. The music gets nothing but respect on the show like that. You know? And when we talk, it's serious.
Is he about to talk over some music now? Is this how it works?
Actually, that wasn't the gag, but yes, we are.
Yeah.
However, it's fine. So, a seamless link from yourself?
Yeah, pretty much. And I've now got my breath back, which is a good thing.
How can you talk over this? This is great.
This is...
We'll burn a disc for you. Thanks. We've got two versions. And the guy who did this, also did the Crystal Maze.
You can tell there's a theme in his work.
Yeah, that's right, yeah. Hour-long Channel 4-based quiz shows. If he was a few years older, he'd have badgered on 3-2-1.
That was a little bit Could It Be Magic. Magic, could it be magic today? Yeah! See?
With Dermot O'Leary.
Hey! And you, Dermot!
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Could It Be Magic? The new daytime quiz show.
There you go.
That's from Big Brother.
There's something there.
There better be.
Right, let's talk to Dermot then in our feature, which is half time on the show. It's a bit where Dave will now say.
Let's put the echo on.
It's on.
How could you not think the echo was on?
And again. Let's get ready to run! What's going on?
I don't know! The echo is on! Look. Right, now
there
it
is, right? Dave in a cave. Yep.
Yes? Right.
Here we go.
It's our time on the show. It's a bit where Dave will now say.
Let's get ready to rumble!
So as we were saying.
Well,
thank you very much.
Are you a season ticket holder to Highbury?
Are you insane? You have to be in the mafia to be a season ticket holder. I'm getting one for the new ground.
Really?
I had a leaflet put through my door the other day, which was offering the opportunity to buy a new flat at the new ground development, and with the flat would guarantee you an Arsenal season ticket.
Really?
Yeah, so in effect, really? It was an Arsenal season ticket starting at £250,000.
Yes, we're turning into Chelsea.
For a one bedroom.
No, I don't, but I go quite a lot.
Good. I like that. I might go. I might buy a season ticket at the new place.
Really?
Yeah, so I can then give it to my Arsenal friends.
A lot of my mates are doing that.
Yeah. Yeah, make a bit of money. Rent it out.
Yeah, exactly.
You know what I mean?
Stitch your friends up.
Yeah. It's cheaper than getting a one-bedroom flat somewhere.
You should do that with U2 tickets and just buy one at sort of every single concert they do.
Exactly. It's called touting.
Did you...
yeah, that's right.
that's what they call it. You buy a load of tickets...
That's right.
..and then you sell them on to people who want them.
And that's right.
With a little markup on there.
That's right.
Yeah, touting.
Well. Right, questions. Should I do some questions, Tim O'Leary?
Yeah.
Okay. By the way, I never knew your first name was what your first name is.
Sean.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So the
annoying Irish thing is your parents call you one thing officially and then call you something else for the rest of your life.
So your first name is Sean, but your mum and dad have always called you Dermot.
Yeah.
Right, because it's your middle name.
Yeah.
Or your next name.
Is your other
name... Do you have a confirmation name?
Fintan.
Oh, okay. That's the name of Dominic's son.
Seriously?
Yeah, Fintan Byrne.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah. Crashing.
Crash and burn.
Carpet.
There we
go. It's the two-finger Dominic salute.
Right. He has no right. You just give him tickets to you too.
Exactly.
He can't be flicking you the
wind thing. Your neck in, burn.
Before we go to the questions, this is the bio that I have about you. You know, it's all your details and everything, and what you'd like doing in your personal time, blah, blah, blah.
Does it say stupid things like, I'm learning to speak Italian?
It says, all right, here we go. Runs the marathon regularly.
Well, no, never more than once a year, I'd imagine.
Came in under 4 hours in the last one.
Yeah.
What was your time?
It was 3:51. It was the worst 3 hours, 51 minutes of my life.
Really?
Horrible.
Really?
Oh, God, it was horrific.
Hobbies? Fishing?
Yes.
Diving?
Yes.
Surfing? Anything aquatic, really?
Yes.
Likes military history?
Yeah, that's weird.
Do you really?
Yeah, that just came over kind of recent. I don't know why.
Do you recreate battles?
No, I don't like that.
Do you go to conventions on a big field somewhere?
Mate and I went to Tank Fest recently.
Really?
Yeah. It is pretty much what it says in the tin.
I like that.
You were at that, Alan, weren't you?
War of the Roses, 2005.
Oh. Yeah. It's like a big festival of tanks on the south coast, and they just went along and said, Sherman's.
Pretty noisy. Thanks.
Pretty noisy, actually.
Dermot reckons that if he was a girl, he'd fancy Simon Cowell.
Did I say that?
Apparently so.
I probably would.
And you fancy Scarlett Johansson?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Yeah. What's Do you not like her?
Are you blind?
Do you not like her?
She's like a dull-looking woman. Yeah. Do you know what it was?
You don't like
her? So I tell you what it is. You know that movie, Lost in Translation? I'm one of the very few people on the planet that didn't get it.
I'm not. Do you know what? I'm one of the very few people on the planet that hasn't actually seen it.
Lost in Translation, I thought was. And I'm like, what is all the fuss about? Everyone's going, oh man, that's like such an amazing movie, and she's like really gorgeous in it. No, she's not. Anyway. Presenting credits.
God, no, don't do this, because I know where you're going with this.
Let's start with the. Well, yeah, let's do the good stuff and move backwards.
Okay, that would take long.
Shattered.
You are so horrible.
Will that come back, Dermot? Will they do a second series of Shattered? That was
a bad show.
That was brilliant.
There's one show that I'm embarrassed about, and I know you're going to come to it. So
fully booked.
Well, that's just
Is that the one?
No.
The Bigger Breakfast with Josie Darby.
No, that was good.
Okay.
I'll take that.
Inside Rugby.
Oh yeah, that's fine. Rugby show.
Okay. SAS, Are You Tough Enough?
Nah, that was interesting.
Is that the one?
No.
No? Okay.
There are moments in that where you just think, you know.
Dermot's Sporting Buddies?
No, happy with that.
Right, okay.
Tried to book you on that.
Did he?
Really?
Give over.
Yes.
Did he really?
Yes. A location-based, sports-based chat show. And then quite well, actually.
Seen BB, The Experiment? Would it have been that one?
Oh, no, but I mean, that's not really my show, to be fair.
Ooh. The Clothes Show?
No, that's just a PA.
Born to Win?
No, well, scratch up two, I'm embarrassed about.
What was the other one?
Dogs Balearics. Oh, and it went under the radar.
Dogs Balearics?
Yeah, it was like when I first started presenting, it was a show in Ibiza, and it said to me, it's great, you're going to go out to Ibiza every week, and you're going to do the VTs for it, and you're going to be sort of learning how to be a DJ, and you're going to do the whole sort of parade thing, and you know, it's just going to be, you know, little VT reports. Mm. That sounds like fun. So, you know, I don't really, not that much into dance music, it's not really my bag, so, you know, don't be getting me to interview DJs and stuff, because I just don't know much about it. It's not really my thing.
Yeah, fair enough.
Sure. Cut to week two. It's Danny Tiaglia, everyone! Dermot speaks to him on a veranda at Café Del Mar.
Hey, Dermot, we managed to get Nick Fanciulli this week. Who?
Great.
Danny Tagliatelle, everybody.
Exactly.
Nick Fanciulix, everybody.
But luckily, it went under the radar until I mentioned it on your show.
Well, I like that. Alan, go and get the tape for next time, Dermot's on.
Oh.
Take a look at this.
Oh, that's smart.
Hey, listen. You know, look at where you are now. It's the same with Davina, okay? God's gift.
Do me a favour.
Oh, I like that.
Seriously.
Don't pick on that.
Seriously, God's gift. Let's be honest. It was a show for drunken council estate fat birds at 2:30 in the morning with a kebab. Let's be honest. And because if they weren't watching it, they were there in the audience.
You got to make
drunk
mistakes,
on warm Liebrau from Milch. She's gorgeous. Anyway, right, let's play a record. Are we doing thing? Good. Yeah, okay.
What does that mean?
Are we doing...
How can that not make me paranoid?
No,
are we doing the thing?
No,
he slyly looks across and nods. She nods back.
Yes, she does.
You're paranoid. It's not about you.
We're about to open the lines for car park catchphrase. So that's what we're doing.
There's only room in the studio for one ego big head, and that is me.
Yeah, so shut up, the pair of you.
No!
Come on.
Come on. If, by the way, if Rachel annoys you at any point, just shout on bongo at her in a Kidderminster accent and she goes away. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, good.
Rachel!
The lines are open for car park catchphrase. 08700 100 100. You need to be in a car, know your catchphrases and be in a car park. That number again, 08700 100 100. Thank you.
Beautifully done.
Messed up.
Oh!
So like this? Who is it? That's not a wind-up,
I just
though.
Asked you what it was.
Beck.
It's beautiful.
Isn't it? It's called Girl. And it sounds like Fat Bottom Girl.
My son of girl. I like Beck.
Down 2.5 weeks, I like that. My son of girl. If you want to go see him, by the way, in America, he's supporting the Rolling Stones.
Is he?
What a gig that is. Beck supporting the Rolling Stones. I love that. Hey, let's do a Radio 1, Radio 2 collaboration where we go over there.
Oh, I love it.
You know, we'll heads and tails. One of us can interview Beck, the other one do the Rolling Stones.
I'll take tails.
There you go.
I don't mind.
It's good, isn't it? This needs to be a short link because Dermot needs a wee. First of all, I just want to ask your opinion about this. This is Closer. I've just picked this up in the R&R room, in the relaxation room around the corner. Current issue of Closer magazine. I don't read Closer magazine.
The wife reads it in the bath.
Right, excuse me. So, it's the usual kind of, you know how all these magazines seem to, in some people's eyes, not legally, obviously, for, you know, but they look alike.
Yes, they do.
So, it's there's, you know, here's the big story of the week, and here's a story about something else, and blah, 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 and some Big Brother news, and why is Donna Air so thin, and, you know. Then, it's the kind of, you know, my week, my news, my life. Colleen, welcome to my world.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Wayne Rooney's missus has her own column.
But it's pretty good. I read it last week, and I thought exactly what you thought. I thought, oh, hello.
Now, I like her. I don't know why other pundits have a go at her.
No, but for me, the bar was set quite low in terms of what she has to say for herself, and it was pretty good.
How to be a bikini babe.
Love it.
I'm off on my holes, which is good news, because I love bikinis. They're like shoes and bags. You can never have enough.
Says Wayne.
She's not lying.
Oasis have a lovely boob tube, one with flowers and butterflies. Perfect for avoiding strap marks. I'm thinking, you're right, Dermot. This is great.
It's pretty good stuff. It's honest, isn't it?
I didn't know. You'll love this gold sequin bag, 1950 from Gap.
Yeah.
It's great.
I didn't know that Gap did a gold sequin bag. So
well, you
me,
do now, you know, and if you wanted to go and buy one for your lovely lady, then that's where you go.
See? Because Colleen told you so.
Who's the big winner, really? At the end
everybody.
We are, because we've read it.
And so I'm thinking, why don't we get our other halves on the show? We get your missus on, talking about what gigs are going on this week. Or basically just what they're doing.
Or her favourite magazines to read in the bath. In a top 10 order.
My girlfriend can do a column on bags. Oh, I like this note.
Maybe we do that. We get all our other halves to do my week. So my girlfriend comes in and goes, I've had so many biogs to write this week. Anyway, went for lunch with Kim on Wednesday. That was nice. And, payday. So I bought myself a bracelet.
That's a column right there.
There you go. Okay, I'm going to play a record. You can go for a week.
I'm not. You're going to play the record first.
Okay. I'll play a trail first. Ready? Go. Right, let's cut this off because I want to talk to Dermot.
Got any ELO? Yeah. I feel a bit out of my depth here.
That's Mario and Let Me Love You. If you really want to hear the rest of it, go and buy it. Right, first of all, we have to do the obligatory show-off thing that we do with all our guests, but especially with Dermot, because he works for Radio 2. On the count of three, Dave, you ready? On three?
Yeah?
Okay. One, two, three.
Oh my God!
Check out
it's
the
like
moving desk.
Oh, I love it.
Yeah, we're
loving
going,
that.
We're going. Oh, like
my studio's covered in hair. This is fantastic.
Alright, ready?
Yeah, yeah.
1, 2, 3. Check this out, Dom.
The studio's levitating, everyone.
There you go.
And that is a sexy bit of kit.
That is beautiful. Is that literally? So people don't have to stand up and sit down.
Yeah, you have a Vernon setting,
are you
which
seriously?
Is yeah. There's a Vernon setting which is up by the ceiling.
Vernon settings on the top floor,
right? Top floor, and then you have the setting for little dudes like us,
JK and Joel. Now I'm kind of medium. I wouldn't say little. I'm taller than you. Right. Do you have to leave at 9:30, or do you want to stay?
I'll stay
for the rest.
This is absolutely doing my head in. Can I stay? Is that all right?
Yeah, you can still stay.
Your producers put our eyes right, up no, to heaven.
This is how important.
It's because you look so fascinated.
But you're like, oh, not another one.
No, Demma, look at me.
You don't normally see tables just floating in the air. That's quite a big deal for me.
Demma, listen, we will drop car park catchphrase on big day and talk to you.
No, don't.
Okay. We play it every day. We'll talk to you.
No, because someone's ringing up and they want to do the car park. You've trailed it and then you'll
be... I know, but hey, we're mavericks. We can just...
No, I want to do it. I want to help.
Okay.
Derma can join in.
All right. Yes. Well, let's do some questions. We need to do questions with you.
I'm quite happy.
Very
just
quickly.
Showing
right?
the card.
Are you? Do you want to do that?
Yeah.
Okay.
We so can do questions
if you
like.
Some cud?
What is that?
Well, we can do a bit of both.
It's grass, Alec.
Cows. Fine. Cows chew it.
But I'll get some grass.
What is that?
It's quite
harsh, isn't it?
Here we go, right? Ready? If you don't like the sound of them, just say, I don't want to hear that question.
Yeah. Hi, Dermot. My name's Janice. I work for a shipping company in Belfast. I'm a big fan, and I would like to ask you a question.
Sounds right, yeah.
Yeah, you want to hear a question?
Could be a banana skin, but I'll give it a go.
Hi, Dermot. I think you've got great biceps, and I was wondering, do you hire a personal trainer like Alid, or do you train solo?
There you go.
Does she mean my personal trainer looks like Alid?
No. Yeah. Do you have a personal trainer?
No, I don't.
You don't? So no. you train on your... It's all your own work?
It has to be, yeah, your discipline.
I like that.
I don't think I've got particularly good biceps, though, but I just wear stupidly tight tops. That's the only reason.
So do I.
Like Alan.
Not deliberately. I try not to wear them. Let's do this one.
Hi, David. My name's Anthony. I'm from Blythe, and I'm an internal auditor. Can I ask you a question?
Internal auditor.
That, by the way, it doesn't mean anything.
Oh, just
no. Question. No.
Oh, okay. Let's hear it then.
Okay.
Have you ever been to Kidderminster?
I've been through it. I don't believe I've ever been there.
Really?
Yes.
You never stopped off to
it's
have a look
around? It's in Northamptonshire, isn't it?
Wrong.
Ooh.
No, I'm thinking of Rushton, aren't I? Sorry, all the non-league football teams sort of merged into one for me.
Oi,
you're thinking of Rushton and Diamonds.
Well, it's in Worcestershire.
On. So, yeah.
It's where I'm from.
Are you from Kidderminster?
Mm.
Okay, I haven't been. Tell me. Sell it to me.
No. You drive through it.
Trust me.
Okay. Man, I bet you're popular and you go home.
Yeah, they love me.
They're Harriers, isn't it?
That's right, yeah.
Hi Dermot, my name's Deb from Canuck in Staffordshire and I work for a large lingerie company and I was wondering if I could ask you a question, please. Yeah,
yes, you can.
Because sadly, the question isn't anything to do about that. And by the way, what an unattractive voice for somebody who works in a lingerie company.
And also, is it the company which is large or the lingerie that is large?
Hi Dermot, my name's Deb from Canuck in Staffordshire and I work for a large lingerie company.
Yeah, it's lingerie for fat women.
For large people.
Do you want to hear a question or not?
Yeah, no, okay. I think it'd be a disservice to us.
This is a great one. This is a classic. Here we go.
Dermot, are Jaffa cakes or biscuits?
There you go. That's the question, Dermot.
I tell you, I'll give you a straight answer for this. I think the biscuits. Well, is that the right answer?
I don't know.
That's just a drum roll.
It's personal choice.
I like it. I like you can't dunk them. Which
right.
would lead me to suggest they're cakes. However, you'd never serve cream with them.
No, that would be... Although, Jaffa cakes and custard.
Oh, Alan doesn't like the sound of that. You put your nose up like that.
Cream, actually. I think that sounded quite good. Mm. Jaffa cakes with cream. I would do that.
Alan, we have Jaffa cakes upstairs. We can go and get some cream, and by the end of the show, you could be eating a bowl of Jaffa cakes and cream.
I'll do that.
Yeah. Lovely.
That sounds good to me.
Right, so you're going to stay till 10?
Yeah, why not?
Wait, Dermot, stay until 10! He's here in the morning!
That's an excuse to play, isn't it? Little Coral, lovely.
Chris.
In the morning.
Dave.
In the morning.
Rachel.
In the morning.
Alec.
There you go. I just thought we'd play that random jingle while Dermot got out of the chair and Dominic got into the chair. It's brilliant radio, isn't it? Right, so Dermot is staying for the next half hour, and it looks like he's going to join in on car park catchphrase as well, which is all fine and indeed dandy. Right, coming up next, we'll play the game of 50 Cent. He's a rapper, by the way, Dermot, 50 Cent.
Gotcha.
Yeah, right. And the Darkness, kind of Queen-esque...
rock band.
Rock band. Well, yeah, kind of similar. Yeah, okay.
Radio 2, you see.
Yeah. Hey, make you feel at home. Do that thing with your head that makes your hair look like a wig.
Oh, ho.
Hey, like
hold. Dermot O'Leary.
And let's get the news from Dominic and the sport from Carrie. It's 9:32. Do me a favour, just stand up for a second, Carrie.
Why?
There's somebody, the maid's texting in about height. Stand up a second. Okay, cool.
Hey.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, you...
He told me.
She? Hello? Sweetie, never on the air.
Don't get Dermot involved in the tickling thing. I've had enough problems with you and Rachel.
It's one of the ways we get the guests to come on the show. We go, we'll let you tickle Carrie once, and then we go, right, I'll be there. What time do you want me?
It's a new feature, tickle Carrie.
No, that's right. Tomorrow.
It's great not fun. Funny. It's not big, it's not clever.
That's why you stay until 10 o'clock, Carrie.
Yeah. Guess what? It's tickle time.
Wolverhampton Thursday is back again. This time it's... Try again, Deb. It's good. The A4126 Ettingshaw Road is closed both ways. Excellent. At the Parkfield Road Junction, it's all because of a burst water main. And a very big hello to you if you live on Ettingshaw Road. Beep, beep, one road travel, Dominic. Just gone 9:36.
And one more time. Just
Get
it, best
get
of three.
It's incredible.
Isn't it?
No, you're not going to
stop. Everybody stop. Nobody do it. Everybody stop. No one do it. Right, Dermot, here's the best thing. I'm sorry to do this. I know it's performing dog stuff. The best thing is the magnet effect. You know, two magnets. No, if you go like that, her body moves away, and it's like...
He didn't even touch her.
Stop it. Just leave, and
okay,
you...
Okay, all right, done. All done now. All done. Anyway. So, Dermot... If you want, every so often on BBRB, just have it in the corner studio, and when you're feeling a bit like the show needs something, just go, okay, still the cunt, today's Cubby RB is...
Yeah.
Thanks very much. You know what I mean?
Still 15 seconds with that.
It's just put you in a good mood.
Wonderful.
No, stop.
And
stop
you're the silhouette. Do you know what? But I feel for you, it's like a good shower. You feel so fresh after a good tickle.
I'm all hot and bothered now.
Right, it's 9:37. A couple of things I wanted to say. Dermot O'Leary's here. A lot of women love Dermot. I know a lot of men love Dermot. So for this, as a nice present for Dermot, we'd like you to text in. So get your phone. If you fancy Dermot, I would like you to text in the following. Yes, I would. To 81119. So today's call, the Chris Moyle Show, LB, is... Would you do Dermot O'Leary? If you would, then send us a text saying, yes, I would. And it has to start with those three words. You can write whatever you want after that. But yes, I would, to 81119. So today's call, BBLB, is... Would you do Dermot O'Leary? So call... text. Yes, I would, to 81119. That's 81119 if you would do Dermot O'Leary. Okay, still to come, Mikosi's handbag, and also this cabbage. We'll see you in two. So... yes, I would, to 81119 if you do Dermot O'Leary. I just want him to leave in a good mood, so...
I'm leaving now in a good mood. I've just tickled the lovely Carrie. I mean,
Get this. Don't fall over. Don't get too excited. Almost 30 text messages already. Yeah, man.
That's a worry.
That's right. Hey, look out, Mrs. O'Leary. Ooh. Your man's hot stuff and the ladies want him.
You're a babe magnet.
So if you do Dermot O'Leary, yes, I would, to 81119. Should we play the Big Brother jingle again that sings Dermot's name?
Yeah.
Do you have your own jingle on Radio 2?
Yeah.
We haven't got it, but do you have one that goes, Dermot O'Leary? How does it go?
It goes... Yeah! It's Saturday. Yeah, it's Saturday. It's really MOI.
Is it really?
Yeah,
right. Saturday. This is not a joke. It just says Saturday.
On Radio 2. Didn't say my name, though.
Oh, but that's just what you said. Does it not go, dum, 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 great music, Dermot O'Leary?
Do you know, when I went on holiday, they got Mark Goodyear to cover it for me, and he turned around to my producer and went, should we start with a classic? Powered it up. He's the man who's got the best music. Brilliant. Mark Goodyear, Mark Goodyear.
It doesn't go on Radio 2.
On Radio 2.
No, it doesn't.
Can't do Radio 1.
He said it re-sung.
Of course he has.
That means I can get on my old Radio Top Shop jingles redone. I never knew that was the rule. Right, so ladies and gay men, if you would Dermot, send a text saying yes I would to 81119.
Brothers back on TV. The show will last for weeks with Dermot and Davina and a big house full of freaks. They'll prance around and scream and swear on TV every day. Then one by one they'll disappear and hopefully stay away.
To 10, by the way. National Radio. It's the game and 50 Cent on Radio 1. Right, so Dermot is staying for Car Park Catchphrase. Let's do the thing.
for Car Park Catchphrase. And here's your host, Chris Moyles.
Good morning, Car Park fans. It's down today. Down. I thought.
Nice.
Yeah, do you like that?
Mm.
So here he is, he's so appealing. Okay, Roy, do your dealing.
Good morning, one and all.
Good morning, Roy Walker. You all right?
I'm great, thanks.
That's very good. Say hello to Dermot.
How you doing?
Hey, Roy.
How you doing?
I'm great, thanks. How are you?
I'm great, thanks.
That's good, I'll tell you that.
Well, it's nice to have you back.
He's never actually been on the show before.
Whatever.
Okay, fair enough. Would you ever fancy going on the... first of all, do you watch Big Brother?
I'm too busy. I'm a legend.
Right. Okay. But would you ever kind of fancy going in the house?
I'd rather bite my own arm off.
Right. Okay. Which is probably the right answer, don't you think? You know.
Oh yeah.
Anyway, so
great. You got Roy every day, right?
Did you see me on BBRB last night?
You were rubbish.
Okay. Cool.
Harsh.
A bit harsh, isn't it?
That was a bit. I thought you were quite good, actually.
Yeah.
Has Alad left yet?
No, he's
I'm still here.
Is he still here?
Yes, he is still here.
Why?
Because he's still here. Right, so, let's go to line one.
Please welcome on line one, it's contestant number one.
Contestant number one, what's your name and where do you come from?
Hi, Chris. Hi, Dermot. My name's Ollie and I'm from Windsor.
Yay! I have a friend who lives there.
Oh, really?
Yes. Name? Richard.
Richard who?
Richard Weatherby.
Richard Weatherby.
I've never heard of him, Chris. Never.
No?
Heard of him.
Oh,
okay.
What a numpty.
Okay.
Well, it was nice talking to you.
No, don't be like that, right? What do you do, Ollie?
I put up marquees, Chris.
You put up marquees?
Yeah, that's right, yeah.
Brilliant.
Yeah. It's not the most exciting job in the world, but...
No,
it pays the bills.
Yeah. Dermot's a national radio and television host.
Is he?
Yeah.
I've never heard of him before, actually.
This you have.
Yeah, I have really. I'm AJ.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
It was nice talking to you.
You said it, Roy.
Do you like him, Roy?
He irritates me.
Okay, all right. Then, fair enough. What are you driving, Ollie?
We're in a white Transit van, Chris.
Mmm. Nice wheels.
The old Transit.
Let's hear their horn.
Let's hear it.
It's a nice horn.
Yeah. It's not a bad horn. All right, Ollie, hang on there. Talk to you in a second.
And on line two, it's contestant number two.
Contestant number two, what's your name and where do you come from?
Hi, Chris. Hi, Dermot. It's Dan and I'm from Farnham.
Yay!
I have a friend who lives there.
Oh, yeah? What's his name?
Juan.
Juan who?
Juan Davis.
Juan Davis. Oh, it rings bells, Roy. It rings bells.
Yes?
Yeah. I probably know the face if I saw him.
Oh. Oh, come on.
Okay. What do you do, Dan?
I'm a bookie, mate.
You're a bookie?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Who do you think will win?
Who's your money on?
In Big Brother.
No, it's just a bookie, Chris. I'll tell you what, I spoke to my mum yesterday. Ascot is currently at York at the moment, which I do find hilarious. It's Ascot at York. And, because they're doing Ascot out or something. And my mum's been gambling, right? My dad's had a quadruple heart bypass. He needs to walk every day. Mum's sending him to the bookies to put a bet on. My mum never bets, right? He comes back to the bookies. They watch the race. Mum's only winning. He has to go back to the bookies and pick the money up, right? She's making money, and my dad's health is going up and up. Great, isn't it?
So there you go, you see?
There you go, you see. What do you drive?
I drive a little blue Saxo at the moment.
Nice wheels.
Little blue Saxo.
Let's hear the horn then.
Let's hear it.
That horn is rubbish.
Right, so are you ready to play the game?
Oh, I am.
Okay, are you ready, Ollie?
Yeah, already.
Are you ready, Dermot?
Yeah, what do I do?
Just it's car park catchphrase.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Of course, you know. Do you want the rules?
Yeah.
Okay. Roy? Please explain the rules to Dermot, if you don't mind.
Thanks, Chris.
Yeah.
Now, before we start, let me quickly run through the rules so everybody knows how to play the game.
Right.
In a moment, Chris will describe what he can see in front of him with the help of your friend and mine. It's Mr. Fish. And when you think you know what the car park catchphrase is, buzz in with your horn and we'll see if you're right.
Right.
All you have to remember in this game is the golden rule. Say what you hear.
What?
Say what you hear.
Right, so you got that?
I'll play this.
Okay, here we go, Roy.
Horns at the ready.
Yes.
Fingers steady.
Yes.
Let's play Car Park Catchphrase.
Okay, eyes down, look in. It's only 15p. Right. Uh-oh. Looks like Mr. Fish is in a spot of bother. Looks like he's late on his repayments to Paul the Loan Shark, and it's all getting a bit heavy. Mr. Fish's only option is to pinch some money off his Uncle Peter and hope that he can get it back to Paul before he notices. So basically what he's doing, he's robbing Peter to pay Paul the debt of money that he owes Paul. So once again, yeah, let me just clarify that. He's robbing Peter to pay Paul, in fact. Like that catchphrase that young people may not know these days.
Still there, lads.
Ollie, Dan?
Yeah.
Who was that?
It's Dan.
Yes, Dan?
He's got to rob Peter to pay Paul.
You're right!
Rob Peter to pay Paul.
Yeah, it's a catchphrase, Ollie. You rob Peter to pay Paul, yeah.
Say what you hear!
Yes, but he would, Ollie, but he's never heard of it. You get that, Dermot, now?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, it's good, isn't it? Okay, good. All right, then. So, one to Dan.
You're both back in play. Here's another car park catchphrase.
All right, what's going on now? Oh, look. Hey, Mr. Fish is spending the day at Whipsnade Zoo with his good friend Dominic Byrne.
Hey!
Dominic's got a season ticket to the zoo. He really, genuinely has as well. So he showed Mr. Fish all his favourite animals, like Barclay the sea lion and the performing monkeys. Mr. Fish is fascinated by the monkeys. He's asking Dominic, how do they train them? Well, it's just a case of copying what they see, says Dominic. Who is that?
Ollie.
Yes, Ollie?
Monkey see, monkey do.
You're absolutely right! That's the car park catchphrase we were after. Well done.
Good, isn't it? Well done indeed. See, do you like that, Dermot?
Tense.
It's a nervous headache. Right, so, it's one apiece. It's all to play for as we head in to Car Park Catchphrase, the final one.
It's one apiece, yeah. So it's all to play for.
I just said that. It's one hell of a contest, isn't it, Dermot?
Yeah,
I tell you.
It's one hell of a contest.
Again, I just said that. Let's have another Car Park Catchphrase. Say that.
Let's have another Car Park Catchphrase.
Mr. Fish has got a load of knockoff DVD players he's trying to flog to his mates in the pub. One of his mates, Gary, is interested, but he hasn't got any cash. So he's asking Mr. Fish if he considered doing a swap for something he can maybe nick from work. Gary works in a prosthetic limbs factory, and he's suggested swapping the DVD player for a false leg. Mr. Fish is just having a think, was weighing it up. Who is it?
It's Dan.
Yes, Dan?
I don't know. I wouldn't give my right leg.
I wouldn't give my right leg.
Oh, it's good, but it's not right.
Not right is a chance here for Ollie to steal. He's thinking, well, I'll tell you what, if you throw in a false arm as well, you've got yourself a deal. Yes, Ollie?
I'd give my right arm for a DVD player.
I'd give my right arm for a DVD.
You're very close, yeah. But it's not the right answer.
Yes, Dan? Dan?
I'll give my right arm.
Give my right
It's
arm.
The wrong answer, I'm afraid.
No, okay, you're both deaf and dumb. It's stupid. Basically, what he said, that Gary said, right, I'll give you a false leg, and Mr. Fish has gone, well, if you throw in a false arm as well. Yes, Ollie, was that
it's
Ollie?
Dan,
yes,
Dan.
Dan?
It's worth an arm and a leg.
It's worth an arm and a leg!
You're very close, but it's not the right answer.
Dave's shaking his head. Dave is the judge. You are so close. So basically, Ollie, how much does it cost?
It costs an arm and a leg.
You're a winner.
You're right! You see, Ollie? You see, Ollie?
Yeah, got it, Chris. Got it
eventually. You got it, you did, didn't you? Well done. And, Dan, you were so close.
Oh, I know. So close. It's the same, isn't it?
Yeah. Is there anything you want to say to Dermot before we cut you off? Bye. Lovely, that's good.
He's a bookie, he's a big winner. He doesn't need to worry about it.
Well, this is it. Ollie?
Yes, Chris?
Well done, my friend.
Thanks, Chris.
Who do you want to win, Big Brother?
Saskia.
Yeah, she's fine, isn't she?
Yeah, yeah. Great pair of personality.
Yeah, and she's got cracking knockers as well, isn't she?
Yeah.
I'll tell you something else. Bye.
Bye.
So that was it. Do you like that?
It's great.
Yeah?
Yeah, I did. So much. I can't elaborate. I liked it.
I like the fact he goes, I'm gonna help. I'm going to join in. If you just sat there...
But what do I do?
No, he'd be sat
there playing,
enjoying it.
It's a really well produced item.
He's playing.
It didn't need anything added into it.
Thank you very much.
I liked it. I like the fish guy. He was good.
It's a well produced item.
You get a lot out of Roy Walker.
Say what you hear.
Contestants were nice.
Exactly. Yeah.
You know,
had everything really, didn't it?
Not to add to anything.
You are right. We are so good.
You know?
You're tight.
But let's just talk about how good this feature is.
You're going to have to get a move on. Mm. Joe Wiley's on at 10.
Right, okay, fine. That's good.
I've just been chatting with Joe Wiley backstage. Right. Blimey, you want to see what she's wearing today?
Really? Oh, she's looking good. Is she a nice outfit today?
Is she?
Yeah.
Okay.
You made that sound as if it's unusual, Alan.
No, not at all. Just usual high standards of clothes.
I'd bail out now if I were you. Mm. Thank you very much, Mr. Roy Walker.
Thank you, Chris. Join us same time next time when we'll be playing another game of Car Park Catchphrase on Radio 1. Say goodbye, Mr. Fish. He's waving.
And we all wave. BBLB tonight, 5:25.
25. It seems to go on at 5:25.
No, I don't get that. You know what? You say we pay, it always overruns.
Always overruns.
So, BBLB.
It's only a minute.
BBLB tonight with the legend that is Dermot Elliott.
Thank you, Dermot.
And don't forget, Saturday afternoons on Radio 2.
4 o'clock.
2 o'clock. Have a little listen. It's a great show. Who's on the Saturday show this week? Do you know, off the top of your head?
Yeah, the Ordinary Boys.
Really? Mm-hmm. Nice. Who's a guest?
Young Scallywags.
Who's a guest on BBLB tonight?
Lisa Faulkner.
Oh, ooh, we like her.
Married now, off the market. Mm. Thank you, Dermot.
Thank you, Chris. Very enjoyable.
See, we're friends again.
Nice. That nice? Should be. Yeah.
Exactly. Exactly. Right, Joe is next. Have a great day. Six pips, Joe. Wait for six pips.
How many pips do you want me to wait for now?
32.